Bishus the Mora the Asla, my dear friend that go on at Rav Kornfeld, and the Orsameach family. It's a privilege, a simcha, and a schus to be here this evening, and I am deeply moved to see a packed base medrash. We are in the middle of Chodesh Elul. We already passed the middle point of Elul. It is Chai Elul. And everybody that came here tonight came for one reason, just to come closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I understand this evening is organized, sponsored by Or Sameach. When we talk about tshuva, it is about Or Sameach. Remut Hashira, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should give him refuas and arichas yomim b'shanim, one of the greatest pioneers of the tshuva movement. So whenever we contemplate tshuva, Or Sameach comes to mind. So many years ago, when the tshuva movement, so to say, mushroomed and became so huge, I think it was the Gerer Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, that said, a ruach of tshuva came down from the heavens. And what a shame and what a pity that the secular community took it all. And we too need to do tshuva, not only them. And it is always easier to look at others and expect them to do tshuva than do it yourself. None of us is perfect. And we all have a long way to go. And we all need to do tshuva. And you don't need to be secular to be a Balsh. You could be the firmest of the firm, FFB, and you still have a lot of work to do. And now is the time. Elul. What is that all about? There are many Ramazim about Chodesh Elul. One of them is Et Levach Ve'Eis Levav Zarach Echad La'olam Ve'Echad Achatas Ish L'Re'eyu U'Matonas Le'Evyoy. Some of them seem somewhat far-fetched, but the most well-known is Ani Medoidi Vedoidi. And a fool might think, how do we get all these Ramazim? Person was bored. He went to the bookcase, pulled out a Tanakh Koran, and started reading. And whenever he found the pasuk, the sequence of four words, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, he either underlined it or highlighted. And that is how we got all these Ramazim. No, those are thoughts of a fool, because all these Ramazim are in Kitvei Ha'ari, some of them in Baraturim, all come from Mekoyres Kiddush, and each of these Ramazim conveys a message, a relevant message, a profound one that has a shaykh, a kesher, a chodesha. And I think the most important and profound is Ani Vedoidi Vedoidi. And why do I think so? Yomem Hanayroim, Kishmam Kein Heim. These are days of awe. And the Gemara in Erech in the Feud says, Shalom Malachi Ashoros is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is already a very interesting expression. Malachi Ashoros asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lamu Ein Yisrael Oymerim Harav Rosh Shalom Yom HaKippurim. What does it have to do with the Malachim? So obviously, when we say Harav, it makes a relation in all the heavens. And the Malachim are aware. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells all the Malachim, you be small, my children, Bonai Chaviva, you're saying Harav. So Malach HaShoros wondered, and they asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how come he didn't say Harav Shripurim? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, Eshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Hadid Sifrei Chayim V'Sifrei Meisim Sukum Lefono U'Bnei Yisrael Yoyim Ruha Aleinu. And the way I understand the Gemara, not that we don't need to say Harav, we just can't. We need to, but we can't. And the Rambam, based on this Gemara, right, the Peri Gemal, Helchus Chanukah, Ein Oymerim Harav Roshonu Yerbe Keturim, Lefi She'ein Eru Yamim Shol Simchu Yesera, Eru Yamim Shol Yerov V'Facha. These are days of awe. These are days of Yerov V'Facha, fright. We are afraid. And when you are trembling with fright, you lack Simchu Yesera, you can't say hello. But the Pusak Ani Ledoidi V'Doidi Li is not found in Pirkei HaTzeichacha of the great Nevi'im Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, the one Moshiach B'nei Yisrael. It's not a Megillas Eicho or an Eov, Everybody knows where the pasuk is, Ani ledoi vidoi vili. It's in Shir HaShirim, and Shir HaShirim is not exactly a book of awe. It is not the story of Yerov HaFacha. Shir HaShirim is the book, is the story of ultimate love. And the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Mehilchas Tshuva. Perek Yud is dedicated to one topic, Ahava. I don't know whether there is significance in the number of Prokem in Rambam. The Rishonim already write. We learn from the Rambam not only from what he writes, but where he writes and how he writes. But I'm not aware of any source that the number of Prokem bears significance. But since I was a young Bukhar, I felt for some reason that the Suva has 10 Prokem, Kenegat HaSeresi. And that is my minig from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Every day I learn one page. And I'm always Messiah Hilchas Tshuva, but Leil Kol Nidre, when everybody goes home after davening, I learn Perek Yud, and Perek Yud is such a heartwarming Perek. It deals with one sugya. Ahava Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was love to us, and now we're love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam writes, Kol Sefer Shir HaShirim Nichtav K'mosha Le'inyan HaZeh. And that is where we find El. And that is the profound message of Ani. The doidi. Elul is a gift. Elul is not aim of a year of a facha. Elul is Shir HaShirim. Elul is love. And Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and he says, Kindalach, why wait for the Yomim Neron? Those are days of judgment. Those are days of Midas Adin. Do it now. Do it before the days of Midas Adin come. Do it now. Do it when you have Shir HaShirim. Do it when it is about Ani Ledoidi Vedoidi. So there's a tshuva in Noi Debi Yehuda. And then Noi Debi Yehuda was the greatest poysek of his generation. Interesting, the Divra Chaim, when he brings the Noi Debi Yehuda, he writes, Godel Achroinim. That is quite a... Who could say Godel Achroinim? There were thousands of Gedoyle Achroinim. But when the Divra Chaim quotes the Noi Debi Yehuda, he calls them Gedoyle Achroinim. So there's a tshuva in Noi Debi Yehuda. Seres can make tshuva, and Adam should not say Slichus. Because Midas Adin is on an Adam, and these are days of Din, and the Noi Debi Yehuda was asked, could an Adam say the Slichus B'tzibur before Rosh Hashanah? And the Noi Debi Yehuda says, of course he could. Those are not days of Din. Says to Meshuvah, no. But before Rosh Hashanah, yes. And that is the message of Ani Ledoidi, and that is El. So El is a gift, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, Kindalach, do it now. Don't wait for Rosh Hashanah. Yes. We will redo it on Rosh Hashanah, of course. But do it now and start now. Because Elul is Shir HaShirim. Elul is love. Elul is rachamim. Elul is not about Midas Adin. And that is what is so important about Chodesh Elul. So Acheinu, the Sfaradim get up early in the morning and they already say Slichas. Ashkenazim blow the shofar. Elul. Ela ke'ela. We all try to take advantage of these days and come closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in Lashon Kodesh, Lashuv has two different interpretations or translations. Lashuv is to repent, and Lashuv is to return. So Shuv is about coming back to our source, coming back to the others, coming back to our heritage, coming back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, coming back to where we coming back to her, coming back to who we originally were and who we try to be and yearn to be. So Chodesh Elul is Ani Ledoidi Ledoidi. So this pasuk appears in Shir HaShirim in two different versions, Perek Beis and Perek Vav, I think. In Perek Beis, the pasuk says, Doidi Liva Ani Lo Haro'e V'Shosha. Perek Vav, it's Ani Ledoidi Ledoidi Li Haro'e. The content is the same, but the sequence is different. What is the difference between Doidi Li V'Ani Lo and Ani LeDoidi V'Doidi Li? I think the difference is a very fundamental one. It's a Medrash of Parshas and Zoyti Brocha. The Medrash speaks about the eternal debate between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleads with us, Shuvu Elai V'Ashuvu Elechem. But we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuv. Who needs to take the first? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, come back to me, I'm waiting for you. Shuvu Elai V'Ashuvu Elechem. And we plead with the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yashivenu Hashem Elecha Venashu. So as you see, I'm a chassid, somewhat chassid, and I like chassidish amais. So chassidim tell amais a story about the Nastola Tzvi of Rosh. So he was once sitting in a horse-drawn wagon, and in the middle of the Polish winter, and one of the wheels sank into the mud. It was raining, it was a cold day, and the Balagola leaves his seat and pushes the wagon, but doesn't budge. He gently walks to the Rebbe's window, gently knocks on the window, the Rebbe opens the window, and the Balagola says, Rebbe, Reich is a pasnish. I'm aware that it's totally inappropriate, but you see, I'm doing my best, I'm pushing and doesn't budge. Toivam Ashnayim in Otsuk. Maybe the Rebbe should come out, and maybe the two of us together will get the wagon out of the mud. But if in Koivachoivayarki, the Rebbe looks around, and nobody's out there in the street in a wintry day, and they both push together to no avail, and it doesn't budge. So the Rav says, the Rav leaves the fleet, lifts his eyes to the heavens, and he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I believe in Hashgacha Pratis, and I know you get me stuck in the mud because you want me to do tshuva, but it's a bit hard to do tshuva when it's raining and you're wet and you're cold and you're up to your knees in the mud. Bring me home, and drinking a lot of matai, you know, and I promise I'll do tshuva. I don't know what the end of the story was. Did they get the wagon out of the mud or not? But the chassidim knew that the Rav wasn't talking about his own personal difficulty. He spoke to a Kodesh Baruch Hu about Klal Yisrael, and he meant to say that Rabbeinu Shalom was stuck in the mud for 2,000 years, and we know why. We know why. You want us to do tshuva, but you see it's not working. You see it's not working. So take us out of the mud. Bring us home. Hashiveinu Hashem Alecho v'noshuvo. But that story happened almost 200 years. So obviously, a Kodesh Baruch Hu still insists, Kindalos, it cannot be any other way. Tshuva. Va'ashuva Elechem. You need to make the first step. So I heard a part in the name of Reb Shamsun the Fourth Hirsch. I don't know whether it's printed in his form, but I heard this many years ago. Kinesher Yoyer Kinoi. Rashi brings, Rashi al Torah, that the Nesher is Rachmoni al Bona. He has mercy on his wolves. All the other birds carry their mulled ones in their talons under their body. But the Nesher says, if people shoot arrows, I want to be the one that will take those arrows, and he puts his little ones on his back. So Reb Shamsun the Fourth Hirsch commented, but how do those little birds get it? He doesn't have long arms to put them on. So he tries to lie as low as possible, but they need to make the effort to get on his back. All the others need to make no effort, but they don't have that added value of the protection that the eagle gives for his children. So Kenesha Yorkenoi, but we need to make that effort. Get on the eagles. And that is Shuvoyelai. Ani ledoidi, ledoidi. So if I would have my way, we would have no Chodesh Elul. I would prefer having Chodesh Dalul. Al Shem Apostek doidi liv ani lo. But I checked all the old books, and nowhere did I find a Geras Chodesh Elul. No, there is no such thing. It is only Elul. So obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu insists, this is the way it's got to be. Shuvoyelai v'ashuva Elecha. So, the month is not based on Doidi Liv Ani Lo. That's the first version of Pelin Beis. We go all the way to the end of Shirashi. First the Niladei, and only then the So Elul is about coming back to HaKadosh. Nobody knows better than every individual what he needs. And I don't mind giving Musa, but Chazal do teach us what are the fundamentals. Tshuva, Tfilah, Tzedakah, Ma'ir, and Esroya, and say. None of us should stand Midasati. Mi Yizkeh Lefanecha B'Din. Hen B'Malach Al Yosim Tehala. So our avoda in Elul and the Yom Merom is try to bring upon yourself a chutzal chesed, midas harachan. We are a generation that loves the goodness. But to my dismay, the stranger, the weirder, the more esoteric school of Sarah, for some reason they have more people. So people will go before the night of Hana and wait for the lizards to come out and say Shira Shira. I'm not sure there is such a school. I think I combined a few different schools. I'm not sure. But we should be aware that the most important schools are Divrei Chazal. Hashkinah medaberes metoich groino. What Chazal say is emes la'amito. And Chazal give us the right remedies, the right schools. So it is a time for introspection, for cheshbon nefesh, and everybody needs to just rethink where he's going, our learning, our davening, our benodah mechaveiroi, tshuva, and the harbois b'tfilo, and give tzedakah, and then midoy shebein odom lachaveir. Is there any greater zgura than hamavir hamidoysov mavirem loy al kol shor? It is just beyond me how people could be angry at each other, El. And how could we be makbid on El? You're bringing tragedy upon yourself. Chazal say, Amavir amedoysov mavir loy. When we forgive, for this book forgives. Amaracham alabriyas, that's a gemon shabbos kufnum yamon. Amaracham alabriyas, maracham alam ha-shamayim. Amaver nedoysa, that's a gemon shonim. So midas shebenodim l'chavayim are so essential and so important in Chodesha. These are the real scripts. Ahaski velo harpeno. This is our avoida in Elam. Try to do tshuva. And tshuva is fundamentally about Kabbalah halachos, try to be better. So the Rambam has this famous line in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, and she yored olav yadeya talumos shelo yoshuv lezeh achet leolam. And some misinterpret the Rambam, as if the Rambam says, if you ever do this avera again, then your tshuva is void, it's invalid. But the Lecha Mishnah says that's a mistake, and the Maggid says the same, and Sefer Chassidim and Rabbeinu Yoina. All the Rambam means is, when you do, you need to be sincere, and you need to do your best. I regret, and I will try to be better. Probably, you're going to fail again, but that does not disqualify you. And Rabbeinu Yoina, the Maggid, many others. Most notably, Reb Sadi Goin in Amunis today. Reb Sadi Goin says, a person might say the same every year, and after weekend, she will say Miskabel. Right here and now. If you sincerely promise to be better, you might fail again, as you have in the past. But that is Tshuva Shalom. Tshuva Tfilom Utsidok. Magir HaMidaisel. Those are the schools that Chazal teaches, and those are most important. Tanis Kovdah de Gemula tells us, there was a famine in the land. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Horkan was the god of Ador. And he said, Chov Dalet Brochus, that's Tvilas Tanis, Velo Yerdu Yishoni. Rabbi Kiva stands up after Rabbi Eliezer, and he barely opens his mouth, and he says, Ovinam Okay. Asei Lamanchu Avlona Maneinu. Asei Lamanchu Bohishienu. Miyad Yordu Gisho. And the Gemara tells an amazing story. Havikum Eranen Erabonu. It was a talk of the town. Rabbi Eliezer did nothing. He stood there a lengthy period, said, Chov Dalet Brochus, nothing happened. And Rabbi Kiva barely stood up, and he grew a grain. Yotso Barat Kol Men HaShemayim. Lo Mepnei Shezeh Gato. Elo Mepnei Shezeh Mavir Al Medeisav. Bezeh. What we learn from this Gemara, sometimes there's a Gzeres Shemayim. An Gzeres, which cannot be annulled. The Koyach HaTred of Rabbi Eliezer wasn't enough. The Tzidkes of Rabbi Eliezer, HaGolu, wasn't enough. The only way to be Mavatel this Gzeres is Mavir. Whenever I tell the story, I find it important to emphasize what Rabbi Tzilat Petamol writes in Koyach HaTred. So what about Rabbi Eliezer? Was he the angry type? Was he found lacking in Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi? So Rabbi Tzilah was the greatest Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salanter, in my opinion. He says, Rabbi Eliezer could easily be Ma'aver Medeisa, but he understands the Fishoyrish Nishmasa, that that is not his Derech, that this is not his way. And when Rabbi Eliezer Einoy Mader Amedoyse, he is fully aware that he's losing a wonderful zgola, but he understood his derech. So Mader Amedoyse is a zgola, your tefillahs will be in a scandal, like Rabbi King. Rabbeinu Hanan has a different twist in this story. And usually, Rabbeinu Hanan is based on Yerushalayim, in this case as well. Rabbi Eliezer David, nothing happened. Rabbi Kiva Davin, Miyad Yorubu Gishomim. Rabbi Kiva is aware. He stands up and he says, Em Shalokan Moshe Lamoh Adov Edoimu. I will explain what transpired. And Rabbi Kiva says, Moshe Lamelach Suyuro Shvei Benot. This king had two daughters. You know, all the Mishalim are about kings for some reason. So this king had two daughters, Achas Uhuba Va Achas Nuah. He loved one. And he was just simply annoyed by the other. So he told his Mishamshim, when my beloved daughter comes in, I just love to see her. I love to hear her voice. And when she makes a request, don't give it. I love to see her. I love to hear her. So be patient. When the other one comes in, she gets me so annoyed. Please get her out as soon as possible. Whatever she wants, give. So the Bikini says, that is what was with me. The one that davened for the woman before me, he's the Basa Uvo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love to hear his tefillahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out of the philosophers of Tzadikim. So he told all the Malachim, don't give rain. The one that stepped up to the Omid after him, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, get him away. Give him whatever he wants. And I wonder, but the Basco told a different story. And my feeling is, everybody heard that Basco because we need to hear this beautiful Chachma and the Anava. So all the others heard the Basco, everyone besides the Kiva. And this is the way that the Kiva saw what transpired. Echai v'rei, now is the time. It's Chodesh El. It's almost over. We need to take advantage of this month. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please with us, Kendalach. This is why I gave you El. El is Shir Hashinim. El is Deza Rachamim. Kendal Ahava. Don't wait for us. Yes, you'll do it again, Rosh Hashanah, Tehashim, Etshuva, Yom Kippur. But take advantage of these lovely days, of these days of Shuvah, Tfilah, Tzedakah, Ma'aviyatan Medaisov. Care for each other. Think about each other. Be compassionate. And that is the way to be Mo'er Rachami Shemayim, Mido, Keneged, Mido. So these are very special days. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu still insists, and only then the doidi. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't demand that much. So the Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, Kodesh Baruch Hu acts peacefully, Pesach Yochudu Yishalmacha, and who knows how to continue this mamar. Va'ani Heftach, that's nowhere in Chazal. It's what everybody says. Peacefully, Pesach Yochudu Yishalmacha, Va'ani Heftach, Va'ani Pesach Yochudu Yishalmacha. I cannot say it's a mistake because it appears in Tfilas Tashia and in some other important sources, but it's not what Chazal said. What Chazal say is far more encouraging and more heartwarming. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, Pitzkuli Pesach Yechudo Yishon Machad Bani Eftach Luchem Sochim. Not one but many. And the Eftach Luchem Sochim Shiu Agolis V'Kroinais Ovrim Be'er. And whenever I quote this Medrash, I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deal with empty wagons. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Eftachem Psochim, Shua Golas the Kindness of Rimbem, those that Golas the Kindness will be full with Bona, Chaya, Nisoyna Ravicha, Barias Ufe, Nahora Ma'alia. Those that Golas the Kindness will be full of Nachas and Simcha and Gorel and Arichas Yomim. What I'm asking for is, Chudosh Baruch Hu, do something. Don't ignore me. And don't ignore Chodesh El. Pitzkuli Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu insists, you got to make the first step. But do something. Pesach Yechudu Yishol Machad, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rachum, and he wants you to live. So let me tell you an other Chassidus Shemais. See them tell the story of Rav Arna Goru Mikarim. Once transpired the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and meaning Ashkenazi is that the Chazan the Baal Shachas cries out on Melech, from his place in Shul, even before he comes to the army. So the Baal Shachas cries out, HaMelech and Rabban HaGadol Mekalim Tefei. And after davening the Hasidim asked, what got me so moved It was way before an Asanatoik of Kiddusha Sayyayim. We didn't yet say Miyichyad and Miyamus. We didn't blow the shofar. So why were you so moved when the Shliach Sibbe Mary shouted out, cried out, Amelech? So Rav Ham, the Kalina Rebbe said, I suddenly remembered the Gemara when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai finally gets to meet Aspasya. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells, Your Majesty the King, and Aspasya says, You deserve to die twice. I'm not the king. The emperor is in Rome. I'm a commander. And if I am a king, where were your children? Why did it take so long for us? So Rav Ham HaGadol said, when the Chazan shouted out the Melech, it struck me. Kodesh Baruch Hu might ask, I am king. Where were you? I've been waiting since Tosh Shin Pei Dalet Phyllis Negila. Almost a year that I've been waiting for you. Where were you if I am the king? Whenever I tell the story, I ask, so why don't we? Obviously, we don't faith because we're not about it about Mikali. You know, he was a great tzaddik. We're not there. But there might be another reason. In all our tefillahs in Yom HaNeiron, we call out to our Kodesh Baruch Hu and you are like, Ovinu Malkei. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a king, but he's a father. And Ovinu always comes before Malkei. And then we say, in Kiboni, in Kavod. First we're Bodhi, and then we're Avod. So what is the difference between Ovinu and Malkei? A soldier leaves his base, runs away. The military police, Mishtera Tzvi, is looking after him. He's nowhere to be found. He vanished, thin air. 10 months later, beautiful palace uniform, the guy's back. He stopped at the gate, the Shin Gimel, reports, here he is, he's thrown into a cell for 3 weeks until he will appear before a military tribunal, and then he'll be judged. A boy left home, ran away, lost, nowhere to be found. Police is looking for him, no clue. 10 months later, 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock on the door. In a split second, father and mother are standing at the door because they can't. They open the door. What is the first response? It is always an overpowering, overflowing demonstration of love. They fall upon each other, they hug, and the tears pour like water. And father and mother tell their son, we cannot even express how happy we are. We were worried. Will we ever see you again? At some stage, this boy will be required to explain, where were you? And how did you do this to us? But not right now. The first response is always overwhelming love and gratitude. So yes, Kodesh Baruch Hu has been waiting for us. But he's not only a king. Before everything else, he's a father. And when we come back, he is always happy. He's waiting for us. And he's waiting for us not like a king is waiting for his servant or a soldier that left base. We are his kandalah. And he's waiting for us as a father. And whenever we come back, Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy to see us back. Yes, we will need to give din v'cheshbon. But we don't faint when we come back. Because we know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy to see us. And is waiting for us. So when we daven Ovinu Malkeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu was a father before he's a king, and we are his children before we are his abode. I quoted the Rambam before, when the Rambam says, Ein olim rem halal barosh shon ovi yoyim kipurim, Ein el yomim shol simchi yaseir ashi yirif afachad. At the end of Masechet Roshon, the Rambam goes into great length, and the Rambam writes, These are days of tshuva and avoida and tefillah and yirif afachad. Umanais umivrach eilav. Manais the Mivrach, that means we are escaping, we're running away. Whom are we running away from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam says, Monois u'mivrach Eilav. So we're running from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I say, we are running away from falling. We are terrified of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Shofet, as the King. We have no chance. We are comforted by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Avrachum, and especially the Yom HaNeiron. So we try to run away from the king, and we run to the father. And as a father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu embraces him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transformed from king to father by the Zgulis. Merachem al Abrias, Merachem al Mor. Amaver al Midaisav, Mavin al Malkos. And that is the power of the Zgulis. that Chazal gave, to escape Midasadim, to flee from the king, and to run to the Father, to Avinu Shebashamayim. So, I have no words to thank the Schiller family for giving me the schus to be here tonight with you. And if my words touched one or two hearts, Yizeh Chori, there's no greater schus than that. If we could together be mischazik, the Kas Hayomim Hanayron. So thank you for inviting me here tonight, and also Meir should blossom and grow. And indeed, Nafshi Hagon Rav Korofel, this coming year should be a year of chizuk for the entire Kehillah and the entire community. This past year was a terrible year, and let's say that. It's a terrible war, and we are seeing Nisim. You just need to open your eyes to see Chasdei Shemayim. But on the other hand, we just can't ignore the fact that every day almost young soldiers are dying. And the entire country is in a wave of terror. Soldiers are dying, and not only soldiers. And the entire country is in a sakana. So I think in this year when we say, Tichlis Shona V'Kivro Yisrael, Tochel Shona V'Ber Yisrael, we will say it with that much more feeling and emotion. And we all need to daven not only for ourselves and our families, but for Klal Yisrael. We need to daven for Klal Yisrael, for Yoshvei, Eretz HaKedosha, Shekodesh Boki Erachem Aleinu, V'misha Amar Letzal, Lo'oinomu Yidai, Yoyim Letzal Oseinu Yidai, Tich Lashona V'Kilo Yiseo, Toch Lashona V'Bir Yiseo. And so many shiurim I've given in the past year, I finish with a pasuk with the bracha of Netati Shalom Ba'oretz Ushchaftem Ve'ei Machri Ibn Ezra, and one word, and what a difference one word could make. Netati Shalom Ba'oretz writes the Ibn Ezra, Netati Shalom Ba'oretz Be'Nechem. The pasuk not only means I will give peace between you and your neighbors, between you and nations, between you and your enemies, between you amongst yourselves. And then it will be v'shachach, these difficult days. Everybody needs to do his utmost to bring people together, ba'amo, ba'achva, v'shodah, v'reyes, and not to draw division, but only l'ahavas, ahavas Yisrael, to love each and every Jew, v'nira, v'toybis chavareinu. Tevin b'nir sh'nira kol echod, ma'as chavareinu, v'lo chisronam, not to be makadrek, but to be mekad of every Jew, and see the beauty of every Yid, and the harvest out of the achres, and then we will be circled. Venetati sholom ba'oret v'beinechem, u'shechaftem v'neichem. We should all be zeichet to have a ksida v'chasi v'toivah, and the sifron shal tzadikim gemurim, and we should have a shona toivah u'mesuko, not only a good year, but a sweet year, should be a shona toivah u'mesuko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerachem Aleinu, and we should be zeichet b'korof to hear not only kol shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, but kol shofar shel Moshiach Tzedkeinu b'meiru v'yomeinu.